Your taxes hold the key.
Business owners, the first payment of $30,000 for the new minimum business tax or MBT is due by June 15. Payment should be made at any tax office using a payment advice. The MBT, implemented in April 2014, requires persons operating a business to pay a minimum business tax of $60,000 for the year, due in two installments on June 15 and September 15. The MBT applies to all companies or other corporate bodies incorporated or registered in Jamaica, including overseas companies, as well as individuals with revenue over $3 million. Statutory deductions for May, as well as second quarter estimated income and second quarter statutory deductions for self-employed persons, are also due. These may be paid on June 16. For additional information, contact the Tax Administration Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357, or visit the website jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Do you have a business idea in the field of technology? If the answer is yes, you could get support to bring that idea to fruition through the Startup Jamaica initiative. This is Get the Facts. Startup Jamaica, an initiative of the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, seeks to provide mentorship and other business support for aspiring and new technology entrepreneurs. The initiative is to get underway by September this year. Already, the government has partnered with telecommunications company Lime to provide internet connectivity, furniture and equipment for the project.
Lime, from the very beginning, when we approached them, kindly consented to be the partner that would provide the furniture, the equipment, and to power the facility via the internet so that these entrepreneurs would have access to high-speed internet access. They have been extremely supportive from the beginning, and we are very happy that we have gotten to the stage where we have a formal MOU that we can sign with them.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. Additionally, the government is to partner with local universities and the business community to provide coaching and mentorship. This support will be provided in the areas of technical expertise, business and financial planning.
The intent is to get our tech entrepreneurs prepared to successfully pitch their ideas and/or their developments to potential investors. It is expected that entrepreneurs would network among themselves and participate in professional development activities within the community.
Startup Jamaica is a public-private partnership for economic growth and development. The program aims to assist innovators and entrepreneurs to grow from idea to product to market and move Jamaicans from being technology consumers to technology creators. Minister Robinson says Startup Jamaica seeks to exploit the capabilities of Jamaicans as a basis for economic growth.
As the world evolves, the asset that we have, which is going to be unique to us, is our intellectual assets. And in that regard, we have to ensure that we put in place the mechanisms to exploit those intellectual assets.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.